The 2012 International Eucharistic Congress continued in Dublin on Friday, the fifth full day of the Congress's celebrations. Emer McCarthy reports.
There is nothing like the sight of happy people to lift the heart. After 2 days of merciless rain and biting winds, the spectacle of a group of 50 pilgrims from Taiwan in plastic ponchos, singing and dancing to the 50th International Eucharistic Congress theme, "Though We Are Many," in their native Mandarin, was all the encouragement that people needed here at the RDS. The joy of the Asian church has infected Dublin. Friday, Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Among their group were three wheelchair-bound pilgrims, propelled around the green lawns by young and energetic priests. Friday, they told me, was their day at the Congress, the day dedicated to communion in suffering and in healing. And yet the atmosphere that pervaded the grounds, halls and arena where pilgrims flocked to hear catechesis was far from somber, beginning with the testimony of Rose Bizinje, the minute Ugandan lady who cares for over 2,600 men, women and children affected by HIV/AIDS on the outskirts of Kampala. Looking out over the vast arena, barely visible behind the lectern, she told of how the permanence of God in her life through her encounter with him in the Eucharist has made the impossible possible, of how her perfect God nourishes her imperfect self, defining all she is and does for others. Or the testimony of Iraqi Bishop Bashir Warda of Erbil, who spoke of how in his country the Eucharist is called offering, as always on the altar there must be a cross. Of how the community of Christians in Iraq remember when they celebrate the Eucharist that suffering goes on, but it is not hopeless. And he said, knowing churches around the world were holding us in prayer has been a tremendous support. At this stage, the Taiwanese pilgrims had been joined on the lawn before the giant screens by many Irish people, latecomers to the Friday Congress who could not find room in the main arena. They listened transfixed. They now know, and they understand, that the prayers of the world are with them this week, as they too seek to heal a suffering church. Because as one young Irish man, quoting Benedict XVI, put it, the church is always Good Friday, but she is also always Easter Sunday. From the 50th International Eucharistic Congress here in Dublin, I'm Emer McCarthy.